look at Kai. Like, which academics, I don't know if you've seen academics, what he said about the situation. He said, like, that would never happen to Kai.
Fuck no.
Yeah, he's like, because, you know, he black, and then he's like, he look at you kind of like a lick. White, rich white guy, white kid.
But Kai don't be paying his guests to come most times. Like,
he paid Lil Baby.
Yeah, he paid Lil Baby. I think he paid Nicki.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he paid Nicki.
Yeah,
it's like certain people.
Yeah,
but he did make a great point when he called Aiden. He's like, yeah, I just stick to like video games. He's like, I don't play any card games or dice or nothing. He said, you never know. He's like, just straight video game.
Facts.
But Kai just lost 300K to 21 in Madden.
Them niggas don't play video games. For you to lose to them, you're ass, bro.
But Kai don't play sports
Madden,
games.
Yeah, you don't play Madden.
This nigga don't really play games. This nigga just really just reacting to videos all day.
Well, I thought he used to play 2K.
Yeah, he used to. But
you don't forget how to play 2K, that shit.
But that nigga was playing Madden.
Yeah,
that
nigga didn't play Madden. Crazy.
Yeah.
Them niggas, all of them suck at Madden.
I caught the end of that hoe.
Yeah.
Like the fourth quarter. I was like, these niggas really suck. Like, Savage didn't know what, like, the special team was at. Like, how to kick a field goal.
Facts.
It was bad.
It was bad.
See, me, I would have put 60 on
it. I would have put 100 on that nigga.
What? 300K?
Niggas going to be mad at me.
Oh, God, I would have been playing real football, everything.
Nigga would have said, nah, we ain't playing no video game.
Nah, that nigga kind of hurt after he lost 300K over a game.
I feel like he low-key lost out on purpose.
Nah, that nigga was trying. And, like, that nigga ended his stream after, like, he slammed his.
That nigga was.
Yeah, that nigga was heated, bro. Was like, nah, that's 300K on the video.
That quick.
Yeah. He side-betted a lot of people, too. Like, I think the total was 300K. But he side-betted, like, Travis Scott. Travis Scott betted, like, 25K on Savage. It's just that. Dude, you lose over, like, I'm pretty sure he made some of that money back, though, off the stream.
Oh, yeah.
I know Kai make a lot of money.
Yeah, because remember when AMP had did that freestyle?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, they offered me 40, and I told him double it. For him to stay, because that was when Kick was just popping and shit, so niggas was dipping the Kick.
Kick be giving niggas the bag, too.
Quick.
But Kick, they shit run by the gambling, Stakes.
Yeah, that's why Aiden fuck with him.
Yeah. That's why you got a gambling addiction.
Hey, I think the whole world got a gambling addiction right now.
Low key, they pushing it on us.
I'm seeing chicks on Instagram putting in prize picks. I'm like, yeah, you don't even know these niggas,
bro. Girl hit me up talking about, can you help me with my parlay? I said, what? What is the time?
I'm telling you,
she low key hit for like 1600. I was low key hurt. I was hurt. She bet on Detroit props. I was hurt because she brought Detroit. She was betting on the props. I was hurt. Man. I was like, damn, she really won 1600.
I'm telling you,
low key girls, like women, been hitting on the parlay. I don't know what they know.
They be hitting.
Oh, God. I mean,
chick, she hit on it was Lakers versus Celtics. LeBron was out. AD was out.
Yeah.
She still put the money line on on the Lakers.
I remember that. To my last
Austin
week.
Austin Rivers went crazy.
Yeah.
Austin Reeves.
Yep. I remember that. Yep. Kyle was like, damn, whoever take the money line, like, they going to be up.
Cooking. I'm like.
I didn't think they were going to win. Cause, you know, that's when the trade rumored last week. Now they on a, like, 3-game win streak.
Shit was crazy. I'm like, what do these people know? What do these women know?
I don't know, man. I think they just be doing more research than guys.
I think they just be trying shit, bro.
Shit, I don't know, bro. It's like.
Cause they be betting on weird people. Like, I seen a parlay with fucking Cade Cunningham on that hoe. Like, ain't nobody betting on no Cade Cunningham.
I see what.
And they be hitting. I'm like, ain't no way.
I don't know, bro. I just think they just do more research than guys.
I guess.
And I think it helped them because they ain't really got a favorite player. Niggas be betting on their favorite player. Yeah. Be disappointed.
Yeah, facts. You know, he'd be like, they should do this.
Yeah, they should, but you know, you never know what they
fucking
are.
Fucking sold me. You know?
That'd be hurt. You'd be hurt.
Be having boys rough, man. That's why I can't even make the parlay. I'm making a parlay this week, though.
Oh, hell yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah. And they got the Chiefs as the underdog. I'm smooth taking that.
They do?
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, they've been free money the past 2 weeks.
They keep having him as the underdog. I'm like, yeah.
I'm going to learn my lesson this week.
I'm getting that money. Oh,
God. I ain't going to make the same mistake 2 weeks in a row.
Facts. They at least going to cover spread, if anything.
What the spread, like three? Probably. I can't see it. It's more than three. That's free money. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I don't know who they think the 49ers are.
To even have them as an underdog is ridiculous.
It might change closer to it. Okay, it be changing.
Put that hoe in before.
Yeah, I'm putting it before. I ain't gonna lie. I might put it tonight.
Tonight or tomorrow.
Damn. I can't believe they really got him an underdog.
That's cool. That's the same thing. Who did that shit? Was it with the Warriors? Had went to the finals. They had them as an underdog.
What year? Or when? Who did they play? If you remember.
I want to say it was the year. It was the year with KD, and they won.
Against the Cavs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they swept LeBron.
Yeah.
That's one of them niggas. Was a villain. I ain't like them niggas.
They had them as the underdog. I'm like, oh, this is free money.
I hated all light skinned niggas that year.
That was the year the light skinned man.
Yeah, they was on top. 2017 Drake.
Baby face ass niggas.
It was bad. I ain't like it. They was shooting damn near half court shots, threes. LeBron fight for his life.
Oh man, that was rough.
Yeah, I hated that finals. LeBron lost the game. J.R. Smith then put it back up.
LeBron put up 51.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. If LeBron would have won that first game, it would have been a different series. We would have never had this GOAT conversation, bro. I think he would have won that. I don't know if he would have won the series. Would have went to.
At least six. Yeah, at least six.
That's a great team. I seen. But yeah, I wish they would have won a freaking. Can he drop like 41? I mean 51?
51.
Come on, man. He was baller on that. I was like, yeah, damn.
Didn't know. Oh, like,
that 27 LeBron was like, I ain't gonna lie, that might be his best. Like
12, 13 Heat was different.
Yeah. But the overall, the whole team was like Chico, D Wade.
Yeah. Nah, you remember LeBron was wearing a black mask?
Yeah.
That Batman mask, boy. That's when he first started his Zero Dark 30. Like, yeah. I don't know.
But that 2017, that nigga had the military cut he with did. The little mustache.
He did.
Nigga been all business. I think he was doing it by himself.
At the trade deadline, the whole team changed. Everybody was like, why he do this?
Yeah, they started winning. I'm like, I don't know, bro. I don't know about this. So, nigga shut me up. Nigga went to the finals. Said, I don't know, bro. He can trade D-Wade and all them niggas.
Yeah, he got rid of D-Wade, got Richard Jefferson.
Yep.
Traded, he got J.R. Smith. He was like, yeah, I'm getting all I know. All this friendship shit out the window.
That was a funny-ass team. Maybe they had D-Rose. They traded him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, man. Since we were talking about Super Bowl, who you got for, well, obviously, you probably got Kansas. Since you're taking the money line.
Yeah, for sure got Kansas City. One thing I wonder about the Super Bowl, when did that hoe start becoming big? Why is the Super Bowl really, like, as popular as it is? Like, Super Bowl parties and shit like that? Like, I know nobody cared about the first Super Bowl, for real.
I think it's probably because I could be wrong. It might be, like, I think football is, like, the first, I want to say first or... Maybe, yeah, I'm going to go with first, like, American sport,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, America's game.
Yeah, American game.
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's older than basketball. Hockey, we didn't really invent that.
Yeah.
Maybe baseball. Baseball, probably.
But we didn't invent baseball either. They were playing baseball with sticks
and
rocks.
That's a good question. I feel like... I don't know, football is just such an American sport. It's like...
Yeah.
I think it's just a tradition, American tradition. Like, that's why we all watch it.
Yeah.
But.
Shit is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Niggas be having Super Bowl parties.
It's a tradition, bro. You know? It's like the last NFL game. NFL game? You with fam, friends.
Yeah. Watching the commercials.
You get a free concert.
When did they start doing the halftime show?
I think they always. Well, I'm not going to say always, but. Shit, since I was born, you know.
Yeah.
And then even when they do flashbacks, what?
90s for sure.
Yeah, couldn't then Michael Jackson
do
it? Now the 80s?
I don't know if they did in the 80s. Who'd they have?
Probably said that's some like country singer.
Wasn't even no popular country singer in the 80s.
Shit.
Probably was.
What's the old girl that just performed for the Cowboys halftime for Christmas?
Dolly?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dolly.
Oh, brother. She had the halftime show with the Cowboys is winning.
Pretty sure, like, come on, you gotta think, bro. This is American sports. Like, I don't know. The first one I remember visually was the Janet Jackson one.
Yeah, for other reasons.
Yeah, first time I see a nipple on TV, mom covered my eyes. I didn't know what was going on. I just remember like the backlash of the news, like the next couple of days, black community hated Justin Timberlake. I remember that vividly because that was like one of my last few memories in Louisiana. I remember
Justin ain't been the same since.
Nah, he bounced back. He shook back with the black community with that 2020 album.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But he had to drop it in dip. Yeah, like, yeah. We ain't forget.
Yeah, people still hold grudges like about that shit. Like, thanks. Which now looking back at it, it was kind of odd why he did that. I don't know what he was going through his head, but.
Shit, that nigga was probably nervous. That's Janet.
But you rip her. Come on, bro. Come on. Nigga horned out. Halftime show. It was a good performer. I remember it. And then next thing you know, at the end, just. And then everybody got quiet. Like, it's coming. It
was just a shock.
Yeah. I just remember on the news, people were just talking about it.
That shit was so popular. I don't even remember like who played that week, that game.
I want to say the Patriots.
Was it?
Was it Patriot Carolina?
Yeah. I was like, what, 2003, 2004? Yeah, I
just remember seeing, you know, a nipple. Jane Jackson. Had to be there. Yeah, I learned we don't like Justin Timberlake after that. That's how I learned.
Yeah.
But since we talk about halftime performances, which one of your, like, favorite halftime performance?
Shit. That Michael Jackson one.
You saw when he caught a hair on fire? Was that the same shit?
No, that was not halftime, bro. That was an award show he caught his hair on fire.
You sure?
I think.
Oh, bro. What you live through, bro? What did you live through?
What I lived through, I promise, bro.
Not the Michael Jackson one.
All right, I'll think of another one. Honestly, that Bruno Mars one was cold. Was it Bruno or no? Bruno. Yeah.
When he brought up Beyonce.
That was crazy.
Shout out to Bruno, man. He been very quiet. He need to cook up something.
You know, Bruno gonna cook up something.
Yeah, he always cook up like every 5 years. Just remind people he back.
He back. Yeah.
I like Bruno because we don't know what race he is.
I still gotta watch his show too. Icon show.
Icon. Oh, the. That was the weekend. Yeah, that's the weekend.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I always get him confused. I think it's because they both like. The same, like you don't know what they are for real.
That's why I like it because you like every race be claiming them niggas, like and they just side with each race. Like, I like
Latinos,
them
Latinos, the whites, the blacks.
Nah, he's black,
the Asians, everybody claim him.
They don't know what he is. Like, he
that
don't know
good. Yeah, that's all they
that
know.
Good. Yeah, I like Bruno. Bruno, he that guy.
Facts.
But yeah, that's a good one. I like the Dr. Dre one. That just like happened. That was
That was a good one. Yeah. Good for the culture. Yeah. Eminem and 50 Cent.
Yeah.
I think he brought
Kendrick.
Kendrick too, yeah.
Yeah, he brought Kendrick. Kyle Murray, the game was mad about that.
Why was the game? Oh, because they brought Kendrick instead of him?
Yeah, type shit.
Come on,
you game. Know West Coast people, they be feeling the type of way, why y'all bring him?
Nigga, you beefing with 50, that's why.
That too. Then we got Usher performing.
Yeah.
I already know it's gonna go crazy.
Facts. Yeah. We're gonna have them roller skates on. I already know the performance.
Nah, you're right. And they already confirmed Lil Jon about to be performing with him.
Too. Oh man, they gonna say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, man, that's a.
Oh yeah, everybody love that. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Apparently, he's not even getting paid for it though.
I'm just thinking it's like crazy, like publicity. I think so, right? But just like the platform.
Hey, I know they was hitting Rihanna. She ain't come up with no new music.
I was surprised they let her perform. I ain't gonna lie, but
she was pregnant.
She was pregnant. That was crazy. I ain't gonna lie, but it was still a good performance.
And you got the most views ever. You know, so that's all you really want.
So I'm pretty sure they're probably going to have a pop singer next year.
Yeah. Probably going to be Taylor Swift.
Oh, brother.
She got a new album coming out, matter of fact.
Telling you why. It's going to be Taylor Swift or something, bro.
Probably.
Chiefs going to be right back in it.
Oh, God. Bet the money line. Beginning of the season.
Oh, man.
Damn, Taylor is probably going to. Nah, man. I got to see Drake or somebody.
Drake not going to do it. He too rap. He's pop, but he, you know. Like,
no, he pop, bro. I think he could do it.
He can, but. Drake gonna be like, eh. Oh, well, they could do Drake, but it's not. It's gonna be more than Drake, though.
Man, do the Young Money. That'd be hard, bro.
Would be crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. Think about Lil Wayne, Nicki.
Nick would be back in good terms. Yeah. Everybody would like Nicki again.
Oh, God. That shit would go crazy. Then, you know, Wayne, you know, finish it up.
Facts.
Tiger had a little run. Hey, come on, man.
Hey, Bedrock?
Hey, Ben Ryan go crazy. Hey, you might be cooking. I'm going to pitch that to Roger Goodell.
Send him an email. Shoot him an email.
You go look at the, yeah, money. You crazy?
I love Lil Wayne, but.
Drake? You talking about Drake? I expect it to be a good Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get off this subject, what are you predicting the score to be? Close or a lot to a little?
I feel like it's going to be close because it's going to be a low-scoring game, personally. I feel like it's going to be like 24-14, 24-17, something like that. It's just the 49ers are already starting slow. They're going to start off slow.
You think?
I think. They've been starting slow all playoffs.
You're right. Last game didn't look the best.
Even the game before that, they was starting slow. It was like, but I don't know. I really say like 24-17, 24-14, something like that. Maybe 24-21. 31-28.
Kansas.
You think Kansas is about to give up 28 points?
Actually, let me take that back now and think about it. 24-21.
24-21? Yeah, I guess. I mean,
but I don't know. It could be a shootout. Like I don't. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, it could be like a shootout. I don't know.
I don't know.
You're right.
But I mean, it's a Super Bowl. You know, keep it interesting. Anything could happen.
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like it might be some weird stuff. I don't know.
Chiefs.
Man.
This is what I've started to realize. Chiefs like boring games. They don't need it to be high scoring. Like.
Yeah, I think Andy Reid is learning that.
Yeah,
you know, like
keep it low.
Just keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Cause now they're starting to have a run game now.
Pacheco is a problem.
Just air raiding it, you know what I'm saying? Tyreek.
Pacheco be running like a.
Yeah, he liked that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we gonna see what Brock Purdy gonna do. You know what I'm saying? People talking highly. Is he a game manager or a game changer?
I don't know. You going against a good Chiefs defense?
Yeah, Chris Jones ain't playing.
That throwing to the other team shit ain't gonna work.
them boys ain't playing over there in Kansas.
Probably one thing I can say, you don't want to give the Chiefs more opportunity than they already have.
Yeah,
but we gonna see. I mean, he was able to bounce back against the Lions, but damn, the Lions beat themselves.
I don't even want to talk about that, man.
We gonna
them
see
and
them.
The Ravens, bro.
Ravens is.
They cooked.
They're washed.
I think I'll call it washed, but it was Friday game.
We'll see. Next year going to be even tougher.
Possibly.
You know?
Yeah, it is going to be harder next year.
Chargers got better. I don't know. I really don't believe
in the Chargers. I can't say they got better, but. They situation got better. What you're saying? Yeah. That overall,
they got
team,
what they wanted. That's what we can say. They got what they wanted.
We're going to see what Jim going to do.
So if they fold, I don't want to hear nothing about, it's the coach fault. None of that shit.
No, I'm tired of the Justin Herbert.
Yeah, agenda. They be boosting the fuck out of bro.
We see the one playoff game. Shit. They come, it's good regular season. Don't get me wrong. He nice, but he got to get in that playoffs.
Did he? He lost to Trevor Lawrence in the playoffs.
Yes, that's when they came back. I want to say they was up by 21, 28.
Yeah.
They were like 21. 20, yeah, 21. It was bad. Yeah. It was good. Derwin James was crying. Yeah, I remember that.
And then they started saying, oh, it's because his receivers were hurt. He was up 21, bro. Was they hurt when he was up 21? Come on, bro.
I just don't understand it, man. Like, come on. Lock in, bro. But let's go ahead and hit the intro, man.
Yup.
Appreciate y'all for tapping in with us, man. With your hosts, Kev and Dev.
What's good? What's good?
And, you know, it's Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Grammy week. Post week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a lot to talk about.
Speaking of Grammys. How I don't know. I don't know if, like, the Grammys, like, I don't know if they trying to be funny, if they trying to, like.
Here we go.
They try to come at us as a people or what, bro? But Killer Mike, three
hip hop.
He basically trumped the hip hop awards.
Yeah, he said he sweeped them.
What we doing, bro? Like, is Grammys trying to, like, be funny?
I mean,
like, what is that?
His album had the most substance out of all of them, and I had to figure. Like, I text CJ because he was like, who won the rap album? And I remember telling him, I was like, I should have knew Killer Mike was going to win because my dad liked that album so much. Like, they think it's, like, we can go there now, he playing that album in the garage. And I was like, old nigga music won. And I had to think, who's at a recording academy? Old people. And then when you look at Her Loss, who else? Metro Boomin, Utopia. That's not going to attract the older crowd. Now, newer crowd, us, you know, younger generation, we'll like that type of music, but Killer Mike had the most substance.
You don't go with that substance word, bro. Get the fuck out of here,
I
want to let you know.
I'm the same way. I didn't like it. But I respect it. I was like, Killer Mike, you know what I'm saying? Pioneer of the game, you know. But to sweep all of them, I'm like, all right. Me personally, I would have voted for Metro or Utopia.
Easily.
I know that it wasn't going to be Her Loss because 21, I mean, they don't really like Drake. He don't like.
I know
Drake
they don't like
the Grammys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I knew he wasn't going to win. Metro.
He should have won, bro.
Yeah, he should have won. I would have been mad if Metro would have won because that was a great album and it had the crazy replay value. Utopia, it was a great album.
Yeah. And I get, you know, they probably not going to go for
Trav
because, yeah. You know, he
got
his situation. But regardless, I knew something was up when they first had the nominations and they said Killer Mike's name, even in that bitch. I was like, what?
Did you listen to the album?
Did I what?
Hey, you listened to the album, Killer Mike album. It's not a bad album. My dad played it for me in the garage. He was like, you listen to Killer Mike album? I was like, no, not really. And we listened to it. I was like, it's not bad, but it ain't no stuff we gonna listen to. The song with Future and Andre 3000, that song hard though.
Yeah, that was the song I heard. I heard that one and then the first one.
Yeah.
But I was just like, why is this album of the year? Like, what did y'all hear that saying, oh, this is the album of the year?
It's substance, bro. His album had the most substance.
Oh my God.
Which I think we argue about this. Well, not argue. I think we debated on the podcast about what was missing in the rap game, the substance.
So Killer Mike is what's missing in the rap game now?
Type shit.
Get the fuck, man.
He had the most substance.
My dad
album.
Described that album perfectly. He said all he did was take UGK old songs and start rapping like he was still in 1995 and made the album. And I haven't been able to think of anything else since. Because what is this?
It's old nigga music, bro. And what is the recording academy? Old niggas.
No, old white people.
Old niggas.
They're disrespectful, bro. I really think they're making like a laughing stock of that category, bro.
Okay, let me ask you this. Our parents.
Yeah.
If they listen to all four of those albums, five albums, which one you think they would like the most?
Metro.
You think? You don't think they like?
I know my dad for sure liked Metro's album. He don't. I don't know. Maybe because he don't really like Killer Mike like that. For when they tried to make that black bank, they was hustling people out of their money.
Yeah, but I forgot about that. Damn.
But he would have liked Metro's and Her Loss, honestly. He probably wouldn't have liked the Trav shit, honestly.
Just I know my dad didn't like the Trav shit.
Yeah.
But he respects Trav. But he liked Trav as an overall artist.
But, you know, you can't have songs like Fiend in the middle of your album, like, and expect old people to rock with that hoe.
I mean, I played that. My dad was like, what the hell is this?
Because what is that?
Joe Budden made a good point about the Fiend performance. I was like, it did look out of place.
Bro said, you are not at South by Southwest anymore.
He said, I love the song, but not when it's tuxedos and suits and dresses. He said, you look out of place. He said, nobody want to hear no fiend.
He said, that song sounded a lot different when it's now a crowd of white people jumping in the
and black people. I said, I ain't gonna lie, it did look crazy. I ain't gonna lie. He said, you out there smashing stuff. He said, everybody in tuxedos looking at you.
Looking at you like you crazy. Yeah. That's not a Grammy performance song.
I thought you gonna perform in My Eyes. I ain't gonna lie. My Eyes would have been crazy. Come on, bro.
Like, this is time to show your talent for real. Like, Fiend, you not showing Fiend. No.
Like, we at the festival. Like, this rolled out.
Dude, he said Cardi walked out with a mask on. Like, nigga, we don't know you.
That's the wrong nigga to bring to the Grammys. That nigga,
that's
Cardi.
What I'm saying.
But yeah, Fiend was a bad song choice to perform at the Grammys. He should have performed My Eyes. That should have been hard.
Been perfect.
Yeah.
Then you probably would have won a Grammy.
Type shit. Yeah.
Like, you got Beyonce in the stands, and that's what you want to play? Come on, bro.
Could have played a Beyonce song you got on there. I think that's another thing. Drake, I think he had a lot of features on that album. Now looking back.
On that Her Loss?
No, not on Her Loss, Utopia. He had a hell of features on there. I think damn near almost every song had a feature.
Yeah.
That could play a part, too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Getting carried by features?
Give it to Metro, bro.
I think
Metro should.
Yeah, Metro should have won, bro.
Let's stop the bullshit, bro. Yeah. Metro had the best album last year, bro.
That superhero villain?
Come on, bro.
That's the first song? Like, come on, man.
Come on. You got
Umbrella? That was crazy, but Nudie? Is that? Come on, man. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, Metro.
You literally got Morgan Freeman narrating that bitch.
Which he been doing that a lot. That year, that came out 2022?
Yeah.
I said Metro wasn't one album of the year. It was better than Her Loss to me. But I love Her Loss.
That whole, literally, once that whole dropped, people stopped listening to Her Loss. Just because
it dropped in November. And then Metro dropped some hot shit. I said, whoa. And the replay value was so amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It dropped in December. And since December, they was like, fuck Her Loss. I'm listening to Metro.
I still listen to Metro album. That's a great album.
Like, come on, bruh.
Her Loss is a great album too, but like I said, they don't really fuck with Drake. Drake don't fuck with them niggas.
And honestly, I liked Honestly Nevermind more than Her Loss for Drake.
I honestly, never mind. I think about when we had the listening party at the apartment.
Hey, that was amazing.
Oh god, good times, bro.
We could hear every instrument. You know, we already knew what song was gonna be played in the club. Like, oh man.
Yeah, we was cooked that day. Good times, bro.
Had the vibes going.
Oh god, definitely. It was on a different level. Could we hear every instrumentals on the home? They were trying to figure out.
Like, oh man, this nigga put in a fire extinguisher.
Did that last song with 21 Savage? That shit was crazy. That Jimmy Crook?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Honestly Nevermind. It's a great album, underrated album.
Yeah.
People don't really talk about it.
Thanks.
Dirk won a Grammy.
Yeah, for that
mellow. All My Life?
Yeah.
I seen that coming.
Predictable.
Yeah.
Anytime you put kids singing in your song.
Yeah,
bro,
that's why everybody said that. Like, and people were outraged because apparently. The Grammy posted that Nicki Minaj won that Grammy, but they erased that tweet and said Lil Durk.
So, you know, the bars was heated, shit.
You said Nicki won.
Yeah.
Fuck Nicki. Nah, not fuck Nicki. No, I'm playing. But that's what the Grammys
said. And that would conclude our podcast then. No, I'm saying
that's what the Grammys was saying.
Nah, I rock with Nicki.
Yeah, we definitely
fuck with the bars, man. But yeah, that shit is crazy. It's like going on with the music industry. SZA won an album. She won a Grammy. Yeah, she did SZA. R&B.
I thought people were saying she got snubbed on something.
Yeah, for album of the year.
Oh,
she should have won. She should have won album of the year.
I think they gave it to. Did they give it to Taylor?
Probably, or Miley. I know Miley Cyrus just won her first Grammy, which that was kind of odd to me. I was like, damn, she really just won a free Grammy.
Quick off-topic question: what's up? Miley or Taylor?
Miley.
For sure.
I know more Miley stuff, and then like.
No, I wasn't talking about music, but yeah.
Oh, you talk.
Yeah, but back to it though.
Nah, I'm going with Miley. Either way, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
especially when she had that black phase.
I'm telling you,
hey, Mike Will made it. Didn't handle my talent era. We grew up in that era too.
Yeah,
different. Taylor, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like I remember when she came on the scene. I always get her and Katy Perry mixed up when they first came up. I don't know because they kind of came up like the same era. Like that,
yeah.
Like, what's the first song you remember Taylor Swift? I just remember she came like the end of like 2010.
I don't know, no Taylor. I don't know the name of it.
Like, yeah, I don't know the name. Like,
if I hear it, I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds like Taylor, but I don't know the name of none of them, bro.
I haven't heard Taylor Swift song in a minute.
Yeah,
but I know she's like probably the biggest, other than The Weeknd.
Yeah, artist right now. She's for sure huge, you know. Like,
yeah, I know she'd be making a bill almost every year.
I'm never going to take that away.
I just don't. Two different worlds. Two different worlds.
Facts.
But she definitely doing something.
Taylor's crazy, though. But that was a different, you know.
You said what? Wait, hold on.
Not musically. You know, I'm not.
You talking about Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Katy Perry still look good.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm taking Katie over Taylor any day.
Respectfully, I think we take a lot of people over Taylor. I don't think she's damn near all type.
Taking Adele.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Especially the black Adele that Rich Paul got. Come on, man. She lost weight. She looked good.
Wearing the braids in Jamaica.
Oh, God, bro.
Oh, man.
Miss El Minister Society. White Queen.
Oh my gosh.
Nah, for real.
Like, yeah.
Nah, Adele looking great. Now you got me thinking. Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly, I'm taking Kelly. Shit, man.
Now, let's get back to the time. Yeah, before we start naming. Hey, me. You stupid, bro. In other news, Houston local. Megan Thee Stallion got the number one song in Billboards.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Want to say she is the third female rapper in history to have a rap song as number one.
Mm.
Behind, I want to say, Nicki.
Cardi.
Good
company. Put on for the city. I like that, man.
That's crazy that she got number one independently, too.
Hey.
Supposedly.
All publicity is good publicity. All y'all barbs out here. Oh, fuck this. And y'all linking that bitch.
Oh, God.
All you did was make them have to listen to it. I wonder what she said.
Nah. Megan doing big things. I seen she gonna be on Stranger Things the last season. She getting the,
what?
Yeah, she gonna be on TV a lot more.
Hey, you man.
She just got the Marvel bag.
Oh, man. What, she was in Marvel?
Yeah, She-Hulk.
Oh, she wasn't She-Hulk.
She got a Popeye bag.
Oh, man. Hey,
Megan doing that thing, man. Yeah. Come on, everybody like Meg.
Yeah.
Shout out to Meg. Man.
Meg for the people.
She going to be on the game for a minute.
She for the people, man. I love it.
Yeah, she definitely can act, too.
Yeah.
She a character.
She going to be in Stranger Things. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch that shit, bro. That just got me excited, bro. I ain't going
to
cap.
Yeah, she going to be in last season. Shout out to her.
Honestly, because I was like, do I really want to watch the last season?
I said the same thing, because I didn't watch the last season.
I watched it, and that's why I was like.
You watched the most recent episode?
Yeah.
I couldn't get back into it.
It was so, like, it got really scary, like, in terms of, like, you know, it's trying to be a horror. So it was like, okay, yeah. I see what they're doing with the horror part. But it's just like, oh, man, I can't stay up. But Megan, that hoe, I'm for sure gonna watch it. For sure. For sure. She gonna have her one-liners and shit. I wonder what character she gonna play.
Probably like a teacher or something.
A teacher?
I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be a main role. Like,
you gotta think of the times, though. I don't think they was allowed to have.
You don't think they had black teachers in the 1970s?
I could be wrong, man. I could be wrong. Yeah, that must be free, were they okay. What? Were they like in Indiana or something? Iowa or something like that? They
got a black main character. Caleb.
Exactly. And he was the outcast for being black.
You damn right.
That's what I'm saying. They for sure ain't got no black teachers. Have a black,
I don't know, bro. I don't know where the hell they at. I don't even know where like city they at. Isn't it like the '80s now?
I think it is the '80s now.
Yeah.
New times.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they had it. All right, bro. Yeah, like it's 1950s. When was the Russian and America like that beef?
Soviet Union type shit?
Yeah. Okay, remember that tied in.
Yeah, that's the '80s.
Yeah, the '80s.
Because that was when they was going to space and shit. Early '80s.
Sound about right.
Yeah. Twitter facts.
Cozy facts.
Cozy facts.
Go ahead and put a disclaimer.
Don't quote us. Don't quote us.
What did we say? Cozy facts. You threw me for a loop. He said, I don't know if they had teachers.
Oh, man. But yeah, Meg doing big things, though.
Yeah. I think you wanted to bring up the rap beef.
Yeah, I did have a question with rap beefs. Okay. Like, in terms of, like, I wanted to know if you feel like rap beefs are kind of played out now. Because I don't feel like they real no more. Like, you know, back then, rap beefs was, like, real rap beefs, you know? Like,
yeah, that's real.
A couple. But even those, you know, like, they kind of got their business out the way. So it's like.
You right.
Like, now I feel like they just be using rap beefs as publicity to get their songs out. And, like.
You right.
They don't even really be mad about nothing for real. You know.
I feel like you could tell that difference. Like, it's not like the, what, 90s? Well, you know, the Tupac and Biggie. Like, that's some real rap beef. Like, the whole East versus West. Like, you know, Bad Boy versus Death Row. Like.
I think the last real rap beef was NBA YoungBoy.
And Dirt.
And that whole, like, Louisiana versus Chicago. Like,
yeah, that, like, NBA that, camp. Yeah, that was,
them niggas was beefed up for real. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah, when YoungBoy dropped that, I hate YoungBoy, I'll never forget that day.
That one, and I say, like, Memphis got real rap beef, too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, nah, the
Yo Gotti,
Young Dolph. Yeah, that's
PRE
real rap
type
beef.
Shit.
That's still going on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But besides them.
Other than that, no, it's a whole bunch. You right. It's a lot of stuff for clout.
Yeah.
Even like the 6ix9ine era, you know. Because you got to think, like, everybody be wanting, you know, everybody be tapped into the beef stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's going to get you clicks.
That clickbait for sure. Yeah.
But I can't say everything is like clickbait, though. Like the Ice Spice and. Lotto. Yeah. It's random, but I don't think it's like for clout. I think Lotto generally don't like her.
I think that's a jealousy thing, bro.
Yeah, I think it is.
Because what you dislike about Ice Spice, bro? Like, come on, bro. Like, when has female rap ever truly just only been about talent? Besides, like, I'm saying post 2010. After Nicki's, you know, role, like, it's never just been about talent no more. Now it's like, who can throw the most ass who can create the best sex appeal?
Yeah, that's like the new.
Who's the most likable character?
Type shit.
So.
I ain't saying you're wrong. I ain't saying you're right.
I'm just saying, man.
I see where you're going. Now it's just like, you know. Who could throw the best, you know, you basically selling that sex appeal.
Yeah,
that's
like,
basically where you going with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Because there's a lot of women rappers that we know, you know, they're not the best rappers, but they only in the game because of their sex appeal. But shit, I don't blame
that's what I'm saying. Like, if a lot of the call out Ice Spice is crazy, like.
Because Ice Spice, for example, I mean, she's not the best rapper. She made about the same song about 3 times in a row. Hey, but hey, I enjoyed it.
I'm going to keep watching them.
T-Wash is crazy.
But she got the best videos on the planet, man.
I get your drift, though, man. I get your drift. I just need her to change, you know, change something a little bit with her rap. It's like the same beat, making the same beat.
I don't think she's going for a rapper of the year, so
no,
I just support her for what she's
doing enough to get by.
She's a good person.
I gotta hear Ice Spice in New York. I think that's where I gotta get the full potential Ice Spice. Like, how do it sell in her
in the New York club?
Yeah, I'm pretty
probably sound crazy.
But remember when we went out, we heard it at Boondocks.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. That Deli song.
Yeah,
I don't know, the beat was just going crazy. I'm like,
it mixes the vibes well.
She in a deli.
Yeah,
she chicken and jelly.
Yeah, got the people going.
Oh God,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like, I don't know, man. But this last song she dropped, I wasn't feeling it. You're not even the fart. Something like that.
I don't really be listening to her lyrics like that.
It's bad.
You know. What the boy Drake say is better on mute. You feel me?
I do think Lotto a better rapper than her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think
absolutely. Lotto one of the best rappers.
You take Lotto rap game. Ice Spice.
What are we talking about?
What you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What you talking about, brother? I like Lotto.
Lotto cool.
I like Ice Spice.
If we talk about like attitude, like if you take away the attitudes, I'm taking Lotto. But if we like include personality, I just feel like Ice Spice personality just.
Yeah, she seemed like a cool girl.
One you could bring home to mom, you feel me?
I could bring Lotto to mom.
I can bring Lotto to mom too.
I ain't complaining. With
but nah, I don't think I care bring Lotto to mom because I think she got a dude tattooed on her face. Or like, she do got a name on her neck.
I think she dating 21. I think that's 21 name, but.
Regardless.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But if they both were single, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real. I think
Lotto will win the rap beef.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Ice Spice might surprise her.
But. Yeah, Ice Spice could hit her with, you know, like just a popular song, like, and be
that's
unbothered.
What I'm saying. She might could counter it because, you know, nowadays she might go to Drake route.
Go to unbothered route.
Just make a hit song. A hit diss song? Could go to Drake route.
Meg and Nicki. Nobody thought, you know, Nicki would lose to Meg. And
I seen it coming. Cause, like, people attempted at Nicki, but. I ain't gonna lie, I see the cover. Once I heard his the first time, I said, yeah,
it's over.
I don't know what Nicki gonna counter.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you in the studio before she dropped it? I don't know. This gonna shake the streets up. Like, damn.
You know Rock Nation behind you.
Yeah, it's gonna get scary. And then she just got the number one song. Oh, yeah, it just opened more doors.
Oh, yeah. And we gonna give you the bag.
Well, so we're talking about women rapper.
Yeah.
Do you think Meg could be that next queen of rap? Since she kind of won this friendly, this rap beef, just want to know. Does Nicki come with some?
Honestly, I feel like it's about to become an era where it's like, it's not going to be a queen of rap.
Or a king?
It's not going to be a king of rap. Like, now, who's the king of rap?
I still got Drake. Oh, I still got the three-headed monster.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole.
After that, it was supposed to be Baby. Baby don't
want to step up to the plate, though, you know?
I don't know if you heard this snippet lately. They been selling terrible.
I haven't even.
They been selling bad, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It's kinda
but you can't, I'm saying, but you can't count Kanye out. People gonna listen to Kanye when he dropped.
Kanye in the 50s, bro. He had his hair.
Yeah, I'm saying, just in terms of like, just king of rap, like it's just
like king of rap.
You gonna like who you like now?
It's Killer Mike, bro.
we can wrap it up.
We're good, bro. Gunna gonna be there.
Gun is up. You feel me? JID's up. You feel me? Like it's
JID gonna he could be up when he dropped that Metro album.
That's what I'm saying. Future still. In there, like you can't count Future out ever no more, you know. Like,
his snippet lately, they've been so amazing, bro. I ain't gonna
lie.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, when it's no real,
I hope it's spring.
I'm telling you, it's no real, like, king of rap, like, you know, it's just great rappers. So, I feel like now if you knock Nicki down,
yeah,
it's just gonna be like, now you're gonna have Lotto, Meg, I guess Sexy Red in there.
Talking about like warmer uppers?
Yeah. But good, I feel like Flo Milli in there. You feel me? I feel like,
yeah, Flo Milli got a hit that never wanna lose me.
Yeah.
She looked good in that video too.
Man.
Yeah, man. Tell shout me. Out Flo.
Shout out Flo.
Yeah,
shout out Flo.
Yeah, I like Flo. I like Flo. Huh. Before we get out of here, man.
Flo.
I'm about to put that agenda, man. Future have another great album. I might put that agenda where he over Drake right now.
Hey, that verse is going to be crazy.
I'm telling you, bro. If he have another better album, I might put that agenda. He better than Drake.
Hey. Let's get out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Yep.
Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. We got more coming to you. Make sure y'all hit the merch page, cozycorp.com.
Yep.
Feel me? Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.
Peace.